بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. باب تعجيل قضاء الدين عن الميت والمبادرة إلى تجهيزه إلا أن يموت فجاءة فيترك حتى يتيقن موته. This is a new chapter Imam Nawawi رحمه الله has brought. There's two aspects to this chapter. There is obviously a link to the previous chapter wherein we are exhorted that do not delay in the burial of a mayyit. Preparation of the janazah, tajheez, takfeen, taghseel, the ghusl, every aspect. The Shariat strongly advocates unnecessary delay should not take place. This chapter, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, we find that one is the rights of the mayyit so far as the body is concerned. Person passed away, when it comes to his ghusl, kafan, etc. All these decisions are made by his relatives or his family members. He himself does not have any real say in any of this. Then there is another aspect. The aspect is during the life of this mayyit, perhaps he incurred certain debts, certain obligations upon others. Now when we talk about obligation upon others, there are two types of obligations. One is what we, if you want to put it in simple layman's terms, physical obligations. For example, this person may have swore somebody, may have insulted somebody, may have falsely accused somebody, may have usurped the rights. We're talking about the physical rights. In other words, where there is some slight or injury to the person of those he came into contact with. Then there is those hukuk and rights which have to do with what we call financial obligations. While he was alive, may have done a business deal with somebody, did him down, owes him money, may have borrowed, incurred debts, etc. Like Shariat advocates, ta'jeel, in other words, don't delay. Don't delay when it comes to that aspect of the mayyit, ghusl, bathing, burial, etc. These aspects also, if he did someone down, either physically or financially, there is some obligation upon him. Here also, very, very important, there should be absolutely no delay whatsoever. We have in front of us, first and foremost, we cannot possibly overemphasize the importance of this, but look at the conduct of our beloved and noble master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just a few days before his demise, obviously his slate was absolutely clean. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his entire life, la yaqulul khina. Previous Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, when they used to exonerate, when they used to extol the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one aspect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beautiful, sublime akhlaq and character was this, what we find in Kutubus Sabiqa, the books or the revelations preceding the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا يقول الخنا ليس بفظ ولا غليظ. I am going to send a Nabi, he will not be harsh in speech, he will not hurt the feelings of others. لا يقول الخنا. In his entire life he will never utter anything that will cause pain or dukh in the heart of any other person. The slate of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was absolutely clean, yet in Maradul Wafat, very, very sick, very weak, he had to be supported. One side Ali bin Abi Talib, one side Fazl bin Abbas, literally hanging onto their shoulders. Comes in the riwayat, he was so weak, he couldn't walk, his feet were dragging on the ground. He was taken to the masjid, sat onto the mimbar, and what did he say? إِنَّهُ قَدْ دَنَا مِنِّي حُقُوقٌ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَظْهُرِكُمْ. He said, I have lived my life amongst you. I have lived my life amongst you. if there is anyone amongst you that I injured verbally, if there is anyone amongst you that I hurt physically, if there is anyone amongst you that has any financial obligation upon me, I am beseeching and begging you today, seek your right. مَنْ كَانَ عِنْدِي مَظْلَمَةٌ فَلْيَتَحَلَّلْهُ مِنْهُ الْيَوْمِ. Anyone has any zulm or oppression that I have done to him, make it halal today. Please seek your right now. Why? Because another day is coming. There the currency, لَا دِرْهَمْ وَلَا دِينَارِ, won't be dinar and dirham. There the currency where you have to pay back will be your amal and your nekis. And that is very, very expensive. When it comes to huquq and rights of people that we have come into contact with, my respected brothers, we have to realize in the light of Quran and Hadith, the tone is very, very severe. The warnings are very, very grave. So don't take physical obligation, don't take financial obligation lightly. This is a burden that the mayyat will have to carry. If you don't discharge it in your life, according to hadith, we'll see in these ahadith, the first part of the chapter Imam Nawawi rahimullah brings, تَعْجِيلُ قَضَاءِ الدَّيْنِ عَنِ الْمَيِّتِ. The man, while he was alive, he didn't pay his debts. While he was alive, he did not pay his debts. Now that he has passed away, on his behalf, the family members are exhorted, do not delay. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he came out of Baqi after Janazah Salah, and then he was leaning against the wall of Baqi, the Janazah of Madinah Munawwara, the Maqbara, the burial ground of Madinah Munawwara. And all of a sudden, Sahaba describe what happened. They say, all of a sudden, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exclaimed loudly, Subhanallah. Dropped his head into his hand. In other words, caught hold of his head. Ma unzila min at-tashdeed. What a weighty hukam or command has come from Allah. What a weighty command or hukam has come from Allah. Sahaba were shaken. They were visibly shocked to see this reaction. Dropped the head, the Nabi of Allah dropping his head in his hand, grasping his head. What a weighty, in other words, what a musibah, what a calamity, what a weighty thing has come. Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Jahash radiallahu anhu says, it took me one day to muster up the courage to approach Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I asked him this question, Mat tashdeed alladhi unzil? Mat tashdeed alladhi unzil? Ya Rasulullah, what was it that caused you to react like that? What was that weighty command that shocked you like that yesterday that you reacted like that? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, Jibreel came and informed me that lo qutila fi sabilillah, if a person becomes shaheed, if a person becomes shaheed, times constraints are there, that is why I'm not going to at this stage go into what a maqam, what a status Allah has promised the shaheed, person who becomes martyr, person who is killed in the way of Allah. What Allah has promised that person who gave his life in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Suffice to say that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself said, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنِّي أُقْتَلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أُحْيَى ثُمَّ أُقْتَلْ ثُمَّ أُحْيَى. He said, it is my tamanna and my desire that I give my life in the path of Allah. Be given life again, give that life also. And be given a life again, then give that life. In other words, I wish that not only I must give my life in the path of Allah, but the sweetness of sacrificing one's life in the path of Allah is such that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the person who is blessed with that will wish that Allah gives him life again. He comes into the world and he experiences that sweetness again and again and again. In some riwayat it comes ashra marrat, 10 times Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I wish one life after the other, I would give it in the path of Allah. This is the maqam. This teaches us the maqam and the status of one who has given his life in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that such a person وَعَلَيْهِ دَيْنٌ. Became shaheed, but he has financial obligation. He has financial obligation. He is owing somebody money. He has a financial debt or burden upon him, and he did not make any intizam. He did not pay it back. He didn't even try to pay it back, etc. Rasulullah SAW says, what was the weighty hukam? Walladhi nafsu Muhammadin biyadihi. By the oath of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad SAW, the shaheed will not enter Jannah. The shaheed will not enter Jannah until his debt is discharged. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba say, whenever he would lead janaza salah, whenever it was anybody's janaza, question would be asked, is there financial obligation? Is there some debt that this person owes? If the answer was yes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would instruct someone else to perform the janaza salah. He would not perform the janaza salah. In the early stages of Nubuwwat, in order for us to learn, don't take financial obligations lightly. Physical obligations also. You swore someone, you hurt the feelings of someone. While you are alive, make it halal. While you are alive, ask the person for forgiveness. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described those who will not do this. He said, Hal tadroon manil muflis. He said, oh my sahaba, do you know who the bankrupt person of my ummah is? They said, مَنْ لَا دِرْهَمَ لَهُ وَلَا مَتَعَ. Like you and I will answer, Ya Rasulullah, someone who doesn't have money. لَا دِرْهَمْ وَلَا مَتَعَ. He says, إِنَّ الْمُفْلِسْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. My sahaba, that is not the bankrupt person. The bankrupt person of my ummah is that person who will come before Allah on the day of judgment. شَتَمَ هَذَا دَرَبَ هَذَا أَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا. He swore so and so, insulted so-and-so, falsely accused so-and-so, ate up the wealth of so-and-so. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يُؤْتَ هَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ. He's the bankrupt person. What is his currency? Is the good deeds that he did. The good deeds that he did, that is the currency. So now the plaintiffs are lined up. From his good deeds, payment will take place. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Hatta faniyat hasanatuhu. The nekis will get finished. There'll be nothing left. Then what will happen? The zina of someone, the sharab of someone, that person who his whole life, 5 times salah was in the masjid for takbir-e-ula, the sin of the be-namazi of someone else will be put on his shoulders. That person who his whole life lived a life of pakdamani, of purity, the zina of someone else will be put on him. That person who his whole life he never touched a drop of sharab, the sharab of someone else will be put on him. What? Payment for what? Swearing people, hurting the feelings of people, not discharging his financial obligations. We cannot possibly overstress the importance of this. In this particular chapter, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings these ahadith. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once, he came to perform the janazah of someone and he asked, Hal hauna ahadu min bani fulan? Is any relative of this person here? So someone said, Ana ya Rasulullah, I am his relative. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna sahibakum hada qad hubisa ala babil jannah bidainin kana alayhi. This person, pointing to the janaza, his entry into Jannah has been restricted because of a debt that he has. So this person said, Ya Rasulullah, alayya daynu, I'll pay his debt. This family member said, I'll pay his debt. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the janaza of this person. He said, Aslimuhu min adabillah. I am exhorting you, family members of this person, save him from Allah's azab. It's mentioned in the riwayat, what was the debt? How much? 1,000? 10,000? 20,000? No. According to the riwayat, he was owing 2 dinars. 2 dinars was the debt, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorts the family members, save him from Allah's azab, because his entry into Jannah has been restricted. So we've run out of time, but my respected brothers, this is something that is has to be given a great deal of importance, particularly in the light of our very, very light and lackadaisical attitude towards not only discharging debt, but incurring debt also. Like I said, that's a separate topic. We'll continue, inshallah.